Malone entered the Domkirke. He spotted two men similar to the two he'd just evaded outside the auction. He decided to not take any chances and reached beneath his jacket for a Beretta automatic. He'd not held a weapon in more than a year, but a man leaping to his death had grabbed his attention. The two men were standing with their backs to him. He stepped close and said, "Busy night, fellas." Both turned and he flashed the gun. "Let's keep this civil." Over the shoulder of one of the men, he caught sight of another man, 100 feet away, striding toward them. He saw the man reach beneath his leather jacket. Malone did not wait and dove into an empty row of pews as a bullet tore into the pew ahead of him. He saw the other two reach for weapons. He rose up and fired twice. The shots exploded through the cathedral, piercing the music. One of the men went down. The other fled. Malone heard three new pops. He dove back down, then sent two more shots in the direction of the lone gunman. The organ stopped. People realized what was happening. The crowd started flooding from the pews. Malone peered out and saw the man in the leather jacket standing near the entrance to one of the side chapels. "Stephanie!" he called out over the mayhem. No answer. "Stephanie, it's Cotton. Let me know if you're okay." Still no answer. Stephanie heard Malone. Thank goodness he could never mind his own business. She was still in the Magi Chapel, hiding. She heard shots and realized she needed to help him, but she carried no weapon. At least she ought to let him know she was all right. But before she could answer, she saw Bernard, gun in hand, enter the chapel. Stephanie stiffened. Bernard was 20 feet away.
"I know you're in here. Your savior arrives, so I have no time to deal with you. You know what I want. We shall meet again."
The prospect was not appealing.
"Your husband was unreasonable, too. He was made a similar offer 11 years ago and refused."
She heard him walk away.